All right, welcome back to our second podcast at Mokena Junior High School. Still looking for our name of our podcast. We don't quite have that. So here we are again today, Thursday, December 11th, and I have a very special guest with me. If you are able to attend any of our assemblies here at the junior high for the remainder of this year, because this young man's an eighth grader, he is the host with the most, let me just say that. He is one awesome MC, and that is Michael Zahn. Michael, how are you today?
Good.
Good. Well, thank you for joining me today. Got some things I want to talk to you about, some questions I want to ask you. But first foremost, Michael, you're the current president of the National Junior Honor Society here at MJH, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been involved with NJHS here?
I've been involved since the beginning of 7th grade when I first got my invitation, okay. And then got in.
All right. And how did you get in? How did you get that invitation to NJHS?
Well, basically the year before, you're supposed to get a 5.0 grade average GPA, which is basically around A, not an A- or an A+, just a solid A. And if you get that, and then they give you the next year you're in an invitation, that's why the first year you can get in is 7th grade. But once you get that invitation, and then you have to fill out a form listing why you should be in NJHS, your accomplishments and such. And then you must also get 2 teacher recommendations. And once you do that, and you write an essay for one of the topics they give you, and they deem you worthy, then you're in.
Okay. So is it only your grades and your work here at school that pretty much counts to get in? Or are there other things?
To get in, it's basically your grades from the past year. But once you're in, we're about much more.
What is that much more?
Well, we like to think of ourselves as the embodiment of, like, the perfect student or the perfect community. So what we try to do is we try to symbolize that by either going to do community service when we can, which is one of the requirements for staying, which is 10 hours every semester. So we try to help out both on a national level and a community level to benefit all those around us, because not everyone is as lucky as we are with all that we have. And other than that, we also do things for the school, and we also help out in other ways.
Okay. What are some of those things that you do around school?
For example, around school, you try to raise money for other organizations like the Fish Organization and such by either trying to collect cans of soup, let's say, for the homeless, or we try to raise money to buy presents for Christmas for the kids that don't have the money to do so themselves, or to buy them clothes for those chilly winter nights.
Okay. And I know that we just collected some goods for the fish drive that we had here. I believe it ended last week?
Yes.
What is the fish drive? What did you guys collect, and what is that organization about?
The fish organization is basically about helping those in need, and they are a food drive. So they hand out food to those that need it, and they're also about other things such as material needs, clothing and toys and things like that that other less fortunate families may not be able to purchase on their own. So then what we did was, because many of the children for Christmas, they are not able to have any presents, which is really sad because it's just such a special event, but they are not able to partake in. So we, as of NJHS and Student Council, joined together in the goal of raising as much money as we could to help those that are not able to purchase their own presents and such. So in doing so, we gave the incentive that the homeroom with the most money raised gets their own Sunday party with whipped cream, toppings, chocolate sauce, and all the good stuff. And therefore, with incentive, the students try as hard as they could, not only for themselves, but those around them. And we managed to raise actually $1,300, which is a lot.
That's awesome. That is phenomenal. And whose class was the winning class?
Mr. Lampkin of 6th grade.
Mr. Lampkin, 6th
grade. Who is also the head of the student council.
Okay. All right. And do you guys do any events together with student council, NJHS and student council? Do you guys do things together?
Well, this year, this is the first event that we've done together. I believe in past years, we've joined together in other events. I'm not quite sure what those are. But in the future, we'll probably be joining together even more.
Okay. What is your favorite part about being in NJHS since now this is your second year that you've been in?
My favorite part about NJHS for myself is the free food that you get when you go to the meetings. But other than that, on a larger scale, it would be helping those that are less fortunate than us. Because we always take for granted what we have, but then we have to think about those around us that don't even have maybe half as much we have. And have to think about where their food comes from every day. The thought just very much sickens me.
Okay. And your sponsors are Mrs. Klapoff and Mrs. Elbond. And what can you say about those two individuals?
They are very great teachers and very great individuals just by themselves. Because not only are they good at teaching us what we need to know, and I think we teach also them as much as they teach us, but they are also very fun to be around. And they always make us laugh when we feel sad or make us feel like we stand for something, because we do.
Great. All right, so now for a fun question. How did you get to become such an awesome MC? Where did that come from?
Well, I just like to think that, I mean, because in the past there's been a lot of MCs, but I always thought that, like, they never exactly, they just wanted to get the information out, but they never did it in a positive way. And the most important thing is not to get the information out, but have it stick in their mind, or else there's no use. So, I mean, children and teenagers in general, they always want to scream and shout at anything, or, like, most everything. So, why not let them? Because if you do, they have fun, you have fun, and everybody wins.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, I'm not a teenager, but I like screaming and yelling when you're out there, and I've always had a good time and have enjoyed what you have, the energy level. I mean, my goodness, I could not bring that energy level, so that's great. That's awesome. So you're here in your last year at MJH. What are some of the things that you've enjoyed during your time here?
I've joined the facility, the food, the teachers a lot, and staff in general, because they've all been really nice, really fun, and they made the whole experience worthwhile.
What are you going to miss most when you graduate?
Probably the teachers and the staff, because without the staff, it's really just the bare bones, but they put the flesh onto the whole idea of school. So without them, then what's the point?
Couldn't said it better than that, Michael. So tonight is our 7th grade girls basketball team state championship game. Any special message for them?
Yes, indeed. Do your best, and I know you will beat the other team and come out on top. And most of all, you got to remember to be fierce.
Awesome. Michael, thank you for joining me. You are certainly wise beyond your years.
Thank you.
I look forward to enjoying the last half of your 8th grade year here as a student and in NJHS, and hopefully we've got plenty of more exciting opportunities for you to pump some energy into our assemblies. So thank you for joining me. This has been our second podcast here at Mokena Junior High School. And anybody out there that's listening, feel free to send me an email at melnichenkoe@mokena159.org if you've got a catchy name for our podcast. Some teachers are coming up with some names, and I'll put it even out there to any student or parent that can think of a good name for our podcast. So thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed listening, and we'll see you again next week.